Blog Talk Radio.
Is this bad echoing? Probably.
I'm not hearing any echo over here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, Derek, how are you?
I'm doing okay now that we finally,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am doing good too. What are we going to talk about today on the show? Probably food. I'll just go in with number one. Probably food. Almost always food, right?
Always with the food, right? That's the thing we do.
We'll have a little recap on, wait, have we talked about your birthday? We did that.
Did we do that on the show? Yeah, I think we did. We did do that already.
I want to talk to you about how your Smash game is going.
Oh, not too big of an update there, but I can tell you some things.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep.
Anything else happening before we start the show?
My gosh, I'm drinking a beer, so there's that.
I'm having wine. It's Sunday night.
Yeah. No, it's good. Yeah, cheers. Right. Yeah.
Should we just start the show?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start.
Yeah, let's just start.
Roll the intro.
All right, here we go.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
You want a woo woo? It's that woo woo. You know what I'm saying? Woo woo. Hello. Hello.
Have you, by any chance, lost your kitty?
La 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 la.
Pussycats.
Hey guys.
La 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 la.
We love. Derek K Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and K Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful K and the lovely Derek.
Hey, wait.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yo, it is the Derek and K Show. we missed you there a little bit. We are broadcasting.
Hi, Nicole. I'm talking to people on Instagram and talking to you at the same time.
Okay.
It's really rough.
Oh, that's good.
So I might have to like end the live in just a few minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good times. So we are broadcasting sort of live on the Skype and from a Boston suburb. What is today? Oh, today. I don't even. Today is August 18th, 2000. No, it's not the 4th of July.
It's not
darn
July
it. At all. August 18th, 2019. We'll just go with that. Episode. Oof, my goodness.
341.
Works for me. We are the most professional and professional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
Didn't even know that. Over a quarter of a million listens and growing.
Holy shish kebab.
And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there on the Skype is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
DKpodcast.com. I keep clicking to share my screen, and I don't want to do that.
We'd much rather see you, Kay.
I just want to widen the whole picture, and it's not helping me. Anyway, DKpodcast.com is our website. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. You can tweet us and Facebook us at DK Radio Show. And you can listen to us live right now at blogtalkradio.com. Is it / Derek and Kay Show? Is that what it is?
I think so.
No.
Derek and...
It was with an E-C-K.
That's
not
right.
Not spelling Derek any bad ways. Anyway, and if you want to listen on your phone, you can call in 617-467-2416. Is that right?
Cha-cha-cha.
617-467-2416.
That's the number.
I'm too nervous because I'm live on the Instagram and on Blog Talk Radio, and it's confusing, so which means I should end the live. However, for you guys on Instagram, hello. for you guys on Instagram, I am on Blog Talk Radio right now. So if you want to join me over there, come on to Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry I don't have an exact link for you. But we are on there, The Derek and Kay Show. All you have to do is search for that. And we are live right now until 8 o'clock tonight. So nice. Join us in the chat room.
Nice.
Give us a call if you want to talk to us. Prank us. We love pranks. We love a good prank call. We haven't had a good prank call in a long time, you guys.
It's been years, I think. Yeah.
Really? Like, the prank call, hello, welcome to the chat. I'm going to end this soon. prank calls, I miss them. I miss them a lot. So I'm going to end the Instagram live right now.
Give them the phone number again so they can at least listen, maybe.
661-467-2416.
That could be
the phone number.
They can call and talk to you, you know.
You can call and talk, or you can just call and listen. If you just call to listen, that's totally fine. We totally understand that.
Yeah, no, it's totally cool.
I am just listening.
So that's Derek, you guys, and I'm gonna end the Instagram live right now. Bye, you guys. Woo. All right, I'm going to put the headphones back on.
Okay, it looks like you've been wearing them the whole time to me.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to plug them back in.
Oh, okay. All right. You're not fooling me.
I'm plugging them back in. How do I expand this window? Why do I share screen all the time? I want to just expand the window. Skype, help me. Help me, Skype. Come on. Work with me, Skype. Wait, how do I just make the window bigger? I don't know. If I click on it, it just asks me to share my screen, which I don't want to do. Not that I don't want to share my screen with you, but...
That's okay. I understand.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there it is. There it is. Now I can see what you see, which is important. There's some bad white balance, too, happening.
Yeah.
Sorry for the white background. Anyway, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
My dog peed himself this afternoon.
Oh, my goodness.
As we were talking.
Is that the earlier. First time?
It's not. It's the second time it's happened. If he's in a really, really deep sleep and he's had a lot of water, there's a chance he might pee himself in his sleep. Like wet the bed, like a baby.
Now, when you said the bed, now is this like his bed? Is this like the human bed or what's going on with that?
The couch.
Oh, no.
So it's a little rough.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's okay. I just had to do a little cleanup over there, you know?
Yeah. It's come out okay?
Yeah, it came out great.
Okay.
What is this heart for? Can I just, I can do a reaction?
What are we talking about?
Look, I did a, look at my screen.
Oh my gosh.
There's like a, I can do like a little react.
Whoa.
I mean, how useful is that? I mean, honestly.
Right, like you could just laugh, like you're a gut video. I mean,
look at that one's like angry. Yeah, you can see this. I don't need emoticons when I have a face. You know, honestly, unless it was just like a video, like an audio call. You know,
that's a good point. Yeah.
Although, why would you want to do audio calls?
Well, you know, I can see that being fun if you're having a conversation with someone, but you want to give them sort of mixed messages.
Oh, really?
You know, like that. Like it'd be, I can see that being fun, right?
You're like, I'm so happy that you're dating that guy. Yeah.
That one, that was good. Of course, nobody listening to the podcast sees what we're doing.
We'll see that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I did like the angry fist in the hand reaction like this. Fist in the hand.
Oh, is that what I thought it was like a excited clap. Like a golf clap.
Oh, maybe it is a golf clap.
You know what I mean?
I thought it was fist in the hand.
Yeah, like a nice little golf clap.
See, if they're gonna make these emoticons on Skype, they have to be clear. It has to be clear. And like, what are you gonna use this? How sad is that? You like call somebody up. You're like, my uncle died, and you have this little crying face here. You know? Anyway, how you been doing? What's going on?
Wow, it's been a while. What's it been, like 2 weeks since we've done a show, I think?
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
Not too much. I've been busy. A lot of house stuff.
Yeah, and you guys were at dancing in the woods.
Oh, that's right. We were at camp, which
I'd echo.
I like to sometimes tell people is like adult camp. you know, yeah, I was dancing. I was a sound engineer, so it's a lot of work. You know, it's like day and night. But it, no, it's fun. It's like, it is like a vacation, and we're, you know, great food.
Do you sleep in a cabin?
Absolutely.
Is the cabin air conditioned?
Absolutely not.
Is it hot as hell?
Not really, because I don't know. The nights are kind of cool in the woods. You know, it makes a difference.
The woods are nice at night.
There's a bathroom a few steps away, like with plumbing and everything.
It's an outhouse, though. You have to go outside.
No, but there are outhouses.
Oh, I see.
And one of the directors mentioned that there's a family of foxes. So whenever we say we're going to go to the bathroom, it's we're going to go visit the family of foxes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it, does it have like full plumbing? That's what the fox says.
Well, some of them are full plumbing and some of them are actually outhouses. Like there's showers and stuff like that, which is great. Our cabin was right next to a full bathroom with a shower.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's you guys,
was it a tepid shower or like a real shower?
No, like a real shower.
Okay, like, hot water and everything?
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I know. That was living.
I don't really subscribe to this camping life, you know?
But Kay, we do it right. So we put there's crappy twin beds.
Uh-huh.
But we roll in with like a memory foam topper.
Oh.
And we put those beds together. I'm telling you, it's barely any different from the bed at home.
Really?
Yeah, with the topper. And we
I hear the memory foam topper makes a big difference on a crappy bed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
How thick is the memory foam topper?
I don't know, maybe 3-4 inches.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what she said.
It's thick.
And, we got the whole bedding. We got, you know, sheets, comforter, pillow. We even bring our own pillows, yeah.
Wow, you bring your own pillows.
We got a hammock. Special. Yeah. We brought,
you guys had a good time.
Oh, we had a great time. We, you know, boxes of liquor, all kinds of good.
Boxes of liquor.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
Was there lots of cocktail making?
There was, and one night we officially made gin and tonics for, there's like a live
everybody?
Auction. Yeah. And then all the money goes to, you know, it's a kind of like a fundraiser for the organization
nice.
That runs the camp. So we got, you know, a little dressed up in our black wear, and I had a little black bow tie with a vest.
It was charity gin and tonics?
Oh, yeah. Charity gin and tonics. That's right. It's for a good cause, you know?
I love that.
Yeah.
Gin and tonics for a good cause.
Yeah, totally.
I've been waiting on a bottle of absinthe to come into a liquor store for the longest time.
Like you special ordered something?
Yeah.
That sounds hardcore.
Yeah, well, I want... they make this cocktail at the place down the street that has, like... It's a martini with an absinthe rinse.
Huh.
Like, they just rinse around the glass with absinthe. And it's
delicious.
Well, I'm so curious. What kind of cocktail is it?
You know what? It definitely has a name. They were calling it something else. Let me see if I can find the name of it online. Let's see. Like, martini with absinthe. And it's lit lemon, too. It's really good.
I've never had this stuff.
Oh, it's called the Obituary.
Okay.
And it has inside of it, it's delish. So it's like a gin martini, but with absinthe. So it's just gin, vermouth, and absinthe.
Oh.
And they put some lemon in it too.
Wow.
So good.
Nice.
It's really good. So I don't want to pay prices at I don't want to pay prices at this restaurant for their cocktail, for their expensive ass cocktail.
Mm, yeah.
It's like $11 or $12 when I can make it at home for sure. Like two, you know?
We just, that sounds, I'd love to try that. That sounds excellent.
It's
I've never
so
had
good.
That. Speaking of crazy, you know, prices and drinks and restaurants, we just were out the other night, at a great vegetarian restaurant, which I haven't been to one in a while, that has, bring your own.
Oh, bring your own bottle?
Yeah. which, you know, you kind of think is like really? But there's a store across the street, and we just get
is
a bottle.
That fun?
Huh?
That's fun, right?
Oh, it's super fun, and it's super cheap. It's like for a bottle would be the price of one, you know?
Yeah.
So we had like a, you know, a bottle of white wine, Chardonnay.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to hate on Chardonnay and used to think it was like totally like just ratchet, but now I like it.
Oh man. Love it. Especially Chardonnay summertime.
Yes, summertime is the best time to have a nice glass of Chard.
Yeah, chilled.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So good with some seafood. Well, you don't eat seafood because you're a vegetarian.
Right.
But I like to have it with some seafood.
Oh yeah. So we were having
or some you know fruit.
Fruit. We were at, was it a fusion Japanese Chinese?
Oh, that sounds kind of weird. What do they serve there?
And they have all the fake meats, you know, like the chicken.
Yeah, you like that.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
I had some fake meat this week.
We had the oyster mushroom salt and pepper fried things, the appetizer. Oh. That was really good. Yeah.
Vegetarian. Lifelong.
Lifelong vegetarian. There it is.
There it is. So I had some buffalo chicken nuggets this week.
Oh, chicken.
Chicken. Yeah, uh-huh. With the apostrophe.
Yeah.
They like queued it all up for them. They were delicious. They're kind of like the texture kind of like chicken. And I don't even really like chicken, but I like chicken nuggets.
Sure. I think they I've had good. Something similar.
Really?
Yeah. I think we got those frozen before. I don't remember.
Yeah, they're frozen. You put them in the oven, bake them a little bit. They're just as good as like chicken nuggets, if not better. So tonight, I think we're going to have some... actually, we're having vegetarian tonight.
Really?
Yeah, we're having toasted corn and bean tostadas.
Oh my gosh, that sounds great.
Yeah. So hopefully... we're having a Mexican night. So naturally, I'm starting off by drinking wine.
Oh, okay. Well, we got the Coronas over here. Go figure.
That's weird, man.
I think we're doing the Asian leftover.
Oh. From the fusion place?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice. Is there any rice in there?
I believe there is some brown rice.
Wow.
Yeah. We had ourselves a night that time.
You had yourselves a night? Does she want to chime in?
No, I think she's just listening.
Oh, okay, just listening. Your sweetie is there.
We went to see afterwards. We went to see our good friend, you know, Sarah. She was on the jazz singing.
Right,
thing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. How was that?
Oh, it was awesome. She sounded great. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really awesome.
Sorry, I had to miss that. So it's a little wacky this weekend. Because we are sort of moving, maybe, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got some wackiness going on.
That does sound wacky. I understand. Yeah. So after that, of course, we're having ourselves a night out, you know.
Uh-huh.
Some drinks. And then, you know, we went to the club like you do.
What? You went to the club? What club?
Well, you know, up north, you know, there's a few establishments.
Okay. I mean, are you going to elaborate, like the club where there's dancing, or like?
Oh yeah.
Some sort of other like weird club.
No, there is there. I guess you could call it dancing. Right.
Hmm.
What's that?
What's the name of the club?
What do you are you familiar with them?
What?
Are you? I don't know.
I just want to know. I want to know where you guys went. Dancing.
No, we weren't dancing.
What is this? Oh, I see.
You know, now, okay, that way, I guess there was some confusion there.
You guys, you went to a, did you go to a gentleman's club? Okay. Which one?
Which one?
Yeah.
You know, up north. We'll just leave it at that.
What's the name? You're not going to say the name? Because they always have good names.
Well.
like Chasers and you know.
I think it's the nicer. I think it's the nicer of the two, but I don't know.
Does it start with C?
No.
Oh,
damn it.
Damn it. Well, I don't know any others.
So you're familiar then?
I'm familiar with a couple of them. You know, there was one that's in, because isn't there one in Boston?
Yeah, like, I think so.
Is it still here? Like, I feel like it was a big deal because it was opening, and people were like scandalized.
Oh, like a new one?
Yeah, like hold on. I'm Googling it right now to make sure. Wait a minute. Official site. I think it's still there. Wait, the Google reviews say not many. It's not good, Google reviews. Let's see.
How do you Google this, by the way?
I just entered the name of the club and city, Boston.
Boston. Okay. I'm going to take a look, too, so we can do it together.
Every one of the staff was friendly and helpful. Girls are nice and dances are good.
Dances are good.
Don't recommend using your debit credit card. Went last night, had a bar bill of 45, but they ran it as 100.
Whoa. Just
use cash this place. Besides that, quite a nice club.
I think I would always stick with the cash.
I travel to Boston on business a few times a year and have been going to this place for 7 years.
Oh, boy.
Over the years, I have seen the most beautiful women in the country has to offer in this club. I mean, the owner was like, thank you so much. Too bad there's no pictures, right?
Right. I mean,
no, for the reviews,
it's, you just see like a door with a weird light. Yeah.
So you guys had fun?
Oh, yeah. We had a blast.
Do you give money to the entertainment?
Yeah, it's what you do. Yeah, I mean, there's bills, you know, flying. Absolutely. We're just hanging out. You know, it's entertainment. You know, we got ourselves our whiskey and ginger, and we're just chilling.
Do you make it rain?
Well, Kay, I'm very picky, you know.
So. Were there any straight up? Were there any?
There's a lot of waiting.
What do you mean there's a lot of waiting? Really?
Well, I'm like, oh, come on. You know, really? Like, really? Because yeah, there's a lot of, I don't know. There's some, I'm not into the big, you know, big parts.
Oh, what do you mean big parts?
Bouncy, bouncy.
Were there large ladies?
So I got, what?
Were there large ladies?
Well, you know, large parts and, you know, things hanging out.
Oh, you mean like big fake ones?
Bouncy, bouncy.
I guess there's some of that, yeah.
Oh, well, that's some people. This is not everybody's bag, I guess. You know, some people really get into that. You're not too into that?
No, like, it's not my thing.
You like a more realistic shape?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's good, that's good.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
I'll put the bills down, yeah. Yeah, we both do. It's, you know, it's fun. Yeah.
Were there any bad wigs?
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, she says that there could have been. I don't remember seeing that, but I guess there was one. Yeah.
Was there some bad makeup?
Not that I remember. I don't think there was a lot of makeup at all.
Were there a lot of crystal high-heeled shoes?
Oh my gosh, the shoes! Yes. I think that's the thing, right?
I think that's a thing for sure.
And they do that trick around with the underwear around the ankle. It's a very
what?
I think it's very interesting. I've never seen that kind of move before.
I don't know anything about that.
No?
No.
Just to keep, you know, like to keep it with you, I guess, because you know there's lots of traffic and stuff.
Oh, it's a holding spot for the underwears?
Yeah, there's a way they just like loop it around and then, you know, it's like almost like a
slip knot.
Yeah, like a slip knot. No, maybe it's just like your braid, your hair braid or your hair elastic just around the ankle. Yeah. Anyways.
These are techniques I'm not familiar with.
Where are my panties?
They're around your ankle.
Damn, what?
Wow.
I don't.
Well, that's exciting.
Oh, it was absolutely exciting. Yeah.
Wait, when is this? When was this?
I believe it was Saturday.
I don't want a Saturday. Do you guys have a particular, like, the staff establishment that you like to patronize?
We've been multiple times.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite place?
We got a free pass once.
Oh, why?
Well, we've been there before.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
You know where we get recognized?
Yeah.
Happy Lamb Hot Pot.
No surprise there.
They come to our table. They're like, "You want half and half?
Look, it's I'm Kay. Like, yes.
Kay Patterson."
I'm like, "Yes, I want half and half. Thank you."
Nice. I like it. Yeah.
I like the Szechuan spicy, and he likes the regular boring broth. And then I like to get this spam. The fish balls lately, though, with
fish
the
balls.
Roe in them. Those are good. Yeah. Fish balls with the roe. Excellent. Do you guys eat at the club? Or do you...
Oh, my... I
hear they have excellent chicken wings.
No. I don't think that's a place you want to eat. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Why not?
I mean...
Don't they have snacks and stuff?
I don't think... You know what? No matter how hungry, I don't think I could eat there.
Not even some French fries.
Talk about a weird combo.
Well, I mean, for some reason, drinks the one that are naked.
Well, you don't know that.
I know that. You won't even get some French fries.
I can't imagine. I don't know.
I might get some French fries.
Really? That's what you would do there? It's
yeah.
They should have popcorn.
Popcorn?
Just like you're watching a movie. Telling you, it's expensive though. Cocktail,
of
you know.
Course.
You're just getting, I don't know. And they could do a bottle service thing, that's expensive. I mean,
isn't it $200 for like a bottle of vodka or something?
Something, it's something crazy. The first time we got the little bottles of Prosecco.
Yeah.
That goes fast, you know.
How much is a bottle of Prosecco?
I don't even remember. These are the small, like barely two glasses. I don't know. Is it like $20? Something like that? I don't remember that. So we were doing the Crown Royal and Ginger. I don't remember how much that was.
13 something.
I guess that's not bad.
And they won't even bring around snacks, like, you know, peanuts or anything like that?
Come to think of it, I've never seen people eat in there. I'm thinking it's a weird combo.
I don't know. I might get some chicken wings or whatever.
But, you know, just, you know, have a drink, kick back, you know, a little entertainment, a little. Oh, yeah, you get in the face, you know, a little bit in the face, a little bit
what?
There, you know. It's like
Bouncy, bouncy.
Well, I did.
Mm.
Wait, you guys had a... Did you have a personal dance, a private dance?
Well, no, but parts are flying. You know, parts come at you when you sit close.
What do you mean parts come at you? How close?
And by
do you
the
have
way,
to be?
Well, and by the way, it my sweetie gets most of the attention. I think it's mostly for her. I don't know what
it's
goes.
Okay.
I don't. It's fine. It's fun.
That's
it's all.
Great.
It's all entertainment. Yeah. They off. Uh-huh. Off. The, you know. That kind
of thing. Oh my god.
Bouncy.
Telling you, my life is significantly less exciting with Happy Lamb. That's where I get recognized. That's where I get my jollies off. I want to dip my uncooked vegetables in hot broth and eat them.
Yeah.
I love the lamb. Cut me up some spam. Uh-huh. Put some broccoli on the thing too, and some fish. Fish tofu and tofu skins, and I'm happy. and don't forget the daikon.
Oh yeah, don't forget the daikon. Seriously.
Daikon's where it's at. Daikon is where it's at. Oh my gosh. Well, you guys, it sounds like it was an exciting time. What time does one get home from this establishment?
The club? After 1 a.m., of course. I mean, you're always there at 1.
What do you mean, of course? What time does it close?
It closes at 1.
So you close down the place?
I mean, you got to. You're there. I mean, you get there late, right? I mean, you pay a little extra for the late cover. So, I mean, you're going to, you know, you're going to hang out.
You guys have a different life because you know what I'm doing at 1 a.m. in the morning. Do you know what I'm doing?
I might have gotten up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Oh, okay.
That's usually what time I wake up to visit the bathroom. I'm like, oh, one. I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, gotta go pee. What time is it? 1? Interesting.
That's a regularly scheduled thing?
It's kind of annoying, yeah. Hmm. It just ends up being 1 o'clock every time.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, sure.
I'm upset that you guys didn't eat at the place still. You
know? I don't know if they actually have food, Kay.
We're our food show.
I don't think they have food.
There's food at other places.
Other places like that?
Yeah.
Let's put this in perspective a little bit.
The official website for the fancy place in Boston.
Okay. But let me put it like, I don't think this would happen, but say we all go. Right? We're at the club.
You're all going? When?
Just hypothetically, right?
Okay.
You're going to order some fries?
Yeah, I want fries. Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
Really?
It seems like a weird combo to me.
Boobs and fries?
I don't think they have fries. Do they have food there? I don't know. I want to look it up. But you're looking it up right now.
Yeah, I'm looking up at the fancy club in downtown.
I think for
on Lagrange Street or Lagrange.
Oh yeah, I see that here.
Yeah.
Well, there's two, isn't there?
Are there two? I don't know. There might be.
I'm showing
this
two.
This one doesn't look like they have food, but we don't know. I feel like they should just have like some bar food, like a club sandwich or.
Oh no.
Hamburger. I don't. French fries.
I think for health reasons you don't want food at the same.
What do you mean? They're not all up in your table.
Yeah, you're sitting back, basically where they're walking, and then they come over the edge with things, things flying around.
Bouncy.
I mean, I don't know if you want.
Yeah, but what if you're hungry? What are you gonna do?
Combined with that, do you think they have food? I really don't. I mean, I guess I'll check next time, but man, I can't.
Get some bottle service at least.
Bottle service, yeah.
So you can only drink, but you can't have snacks.
I don't think. Did you see that they have a menu? I don't think they do that.
No, I didn't see that they had a menu. Okay. But why would they advertise that online? You know? Like, why?
Well, if you know, someone might be thinking about how to plan their night, and they'd be like, well, let's go. We're going to go to this place and get some food, but wait a minute. Maybe we could just get food and be there. Maybe they.
If you're down there, you might as well go to Hot Pot, though.
Always back to the Hot Pot.
There's a Happy Lamb down there now.
Is there?
Yeah. That might be like a birthday thing. That's the thing to do on the birthday, because there's a Happy Lamb down in Downtown Crossing. Not Downtown Crossing, but like downtown in Chinatown now.
Oh.
Oh, it says my name.
There's some pointing going on. What is going on? What's happening?
So we're looking at the chat room.
The chat room.
Oh, the chat room. There's nothing going on in the chat room, is there?
Oh, I see. So if you're sitting, because most of the we like to be up close to the action. I'm just going to put that out there, right? Like, I mean, if you're going to be there, I mean, you're not going to be looking across the room. We like to be, so you sit up close. Like things are, I've seen drinks get knocked over, which you're paying a good, amount of money for that. So I can't imagine there being food there.
Well, what if you sat at a table like way back?
No, why do that?
Yeah.
Because you're hanging with friends and maybe you're going to look over and see scenery every now and again.
But this is, like right up close,
Okay. Well, if I was sitting up close, I definitely wouldn't want to have anything.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because that would be gross.
Yeah. Weird combo.
All I can do, I'm always thinking about if I'm out, I need to have some food,
It's all about the food, right?
It's all about the food. It's a good time. Well, I'm glad you kids had fun.
Everyone always calls us the kids.
Well,
Yeah.
I'm telling you, at 1 in the morning, I might get up to go to the bathroom. That's what I'm doing at 1 in the morning. And occasionally, if I'm having a party, which is rare, then I may be trying to clean up at 1 in the morning.
Yeah. and you're working to getting towards bed.
I'm working to get towards bed.
Why does this keep cutting out a little bit?
I don't know.
Or I'm driving to DC, which is a nightmare.
Oh my gosh.
That's always
so
super
so
fun.
tell us a little bit about I feel like this is the whole show here. We only got like 15 minutes left. You want to tell us a little bit about the house news or what's going on there?
Oh God. Hopefully if everything goes fine, we will be moving in the fall to a new apartment. I'm not going to say specifics about the neighborhood or anything like that, but it's a different neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And it's bigger.
Uh-huh.
So I have one extra room and two extra closets.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah.
So it's very exciting. And we're going to have an adventure. So it is contingent on the sale of our current home. So that's been taking place this weekend. So we've just we've been sort of hanging out in and out of the apartment all weekend. It's been a little bit rough because we have to keep it. I mean, not that it's not clean, but I mean, you know, I had to keep it like showroom clean.
Yeah.
And I heard that there was talks when people were coming through here if anyone lived here.
Wow. It's that clean.
It's that clean.
Well, so you've done well. That's good.
Yeah. So we're hoping that good things happen. But, you know, I mean, it's kind of silly to think of a staged apartment has like 30 houseplants in it, you know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got a lot. You got that going on.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I mean, you know, do I have 30? I think I have 30. I think I have by a little over 30.
It's gotten up.
It's gotten a little crazy. So I have 3 in the bedroom and like 29 or something in the living room.
Yeah, we don't have a lot. We got 2 in the basement that are going crazy.
Oh yeah, how are
we
those?
We can maybe give you some seeds.
I'm all set.
Yeah, okay. You like the plants though.
I love the plants.
I don't know if you have one of these.
I don't have one of them. They're not really house plants though.
Sure, why not?
They don't have the best looking foliage. Yeah, I'm into foliage. I'm a leaf petter. I like to pet leaves.
She got a lamb's ear.
Oh yeah! How about that? You think about getting a lamb's ear? That could be
a
lamb's ear.
What's a lamb's ear?
It's more of an outdoor plant, maybe. But the leaves feel like a lamb's.
Is a fuzzy leaf?
Yeah. There you go. If you're a leaf petter.
I don't know. I am a leaf
Perfect.
Petter.
Perfect. Why don't you get one?
Well, I'm looking for 2 fuzzy plants at the moment where I can pet the leaves, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for a Calathea worcestii or worcestii or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a Calathea with fuzzy soft leaves that you can pet and touch.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm looking for a Philodendron micans, which has also fuzzy leaves that you can pet and touch. So,
boy, this is fascinating.
The rest of my plants have regular leaves.
Plant talk.
Yeah.
Well, tactile plants.
Yeah, I want the fuzzy leaves that you can pet and touch.
You should get a lamb's ear. We have a neighbor down the street, up and around the corner, that's got a lamb's ear. We walk by, we always pet it.
Wait, let me Google it.
Yeah, take a look. And you
see
might
stuff with it. And you I might, can get off the Centerfolds page.
Oh, is that the place?
Here, yeah.
We had it here, yeah. I don't know.
Lamb's ear.
Only 2.5 stars.
Oh, that's not really an indoor plant, but I've seen that, and it's fuzzy. It's fuzzy. It's called Stockies Byzantina. So, lamb's ear. It looks cute. It looks fuzzy.
It's cute. It looks cute. Yeah, it is fuzzy. Wait, hey, what is this here?
You can pet it and you can touch it. Soft foliage. Oh. Yeah, no, I'm looking for the Calathea, like the Velvet Touch Calathea. And the Philodendron with the fuzzy fuzzy leaves so that I can touch them.
Oh, should I look that up over here?
If you want to.
What's it called? I can't spell, but
the Calathea Velvet Touch. Velvet Whoa. Touch.
I'm worried something else is going to come up.
No, it's just a plant.
Velvet Touch plant?
Calathea. C-A-L-A-T-H-E-A. Velvet Touch Calathea. It looks very fuzzy. You can touch it. And it's like really fuzzy.
What? Are they big green leaves?
Yeah, green leaves. And you can touch them.
Calathea. Like, oh, here it is. Here it is. Yep. I see
it. Velvet Touch. Yeah, they're cool.
People sell plants on Etsy?
Yes, and they're really expensive.
Yeah, this is like $25.
I don't buy pets. I don't buy plants on Etsy because it's crazy expensive. I don't know why. I've been tempted to dozens of times, but I haven't yet. Unless it's something really rare at like a good price, I don't want it.
It doesn't really look fuzzy.
No.
It's totally fuzzy.
I don't know. Lamb's ear is like fuzzy.
Lamb's ear looks nice and thick.
Well, this plant, this Calathea, it's got fuzzy leaves, but you have to touch them in order to feel the fuzzy. It doesn't look fuzzy.
Okay.
But it is fuzzy. Totally is fuzzy.
This is the show. This is great.
Plant talk.
Plant talk.
Plant talk. Yeah. I mean, I got a plant yesterday. I need to be stopped. I think I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
Because I have to move them all.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
And I have like 31 or 32. I have to move them all. I mean, they're all small. I have one big one, okay? Which is not going to be like a super fun time, but like all the little ones are going to be not super bad, but I have to put like plastic wrap on top of the pot so the soil doesn't fall out. It's going to be a show.
Yeah, or you got to keep them. Yeah, you got to somehow keep them all upright. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd be able to keep them upright. I'll just put like plastic wrap on them, you know, and move them. But it won't be. I'll just take them in my car. It won't be a long trip.
Wow. So when might this happen?
If everything goes well, October.
Rocktober, yeah.
October.
Nice.
So I need to have like a farewell party for this place.
Oh.
Maybe Clover's birthday party. Because he turns.
When is that?
He turns 3. Well, I haven't scheduled the party yet, but his birthday is on the 22nd.
This is October?
September. September. And the 22nd is on a Sunday, so maybe we'll have the party like on the Saturday, you know, of September. Because he turns 3. And everybody, it's cute when everybody sings happy birthday to him. And then he, like, opens presents, and it's really cute.
He does open the presents, right?
Yeah. It's been really cute. Wait, did you come to his birthday last year?
I think I've been to one. Yeah, because there's a YouTube video, and I think I'm
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because I definitely came to one of his birthdays. I think we were both there.
I forgot, yeah. And he was, like, freaking out barking
at the
video game. Yeah. So Clover's birthday is a good excuse to have, like, a house party.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, so I think he'll appreciate it if we have another party for him this year. I think it'll be fun.
Nice.
It's like, because otherwise I don't really schedule parties, you know? It'd be like a fun party for no reason, except for to celebrate Clover turning 3.
A bully stick.
A bully sticks. Pizzle.
Oh, yeah. Lots of pizzle. He loves a good pizzle.
Yeah, who doesn't?
What?
Or a cheese bone. He likes cheese bones.
Cheese bone.
Yeah. There's like the yak's cheese that he likes to eat. Chew on. And he likes carrots. And any kind of vegetable that we're cutting. I've created a monster. Whenever I'm cutting vegetables from the counter, he's right there.
I've never heard of dogs liking vegetables. That's new. Except for the avocado eating dog.
What? Dogs aren't supposed to eat avocados.
I thought it was good for their coats.
No, it's toxic.
Is it really? There's that dog that didn't we watch that video, Buellhauser, with the avocado eating dog?
I don't know.
The dog that lives on an avocado farm, and he's just eating avocados all the time.
Oh, but it's not good for them.
Well, apparently it's okay for him.
No avocados for dogs.
Okay.
But they can have carrots and cucumber, and he doesn't like broccoli.
No.
But he likes zucchini. He had, I think he had a little bit of cauliflower. And he's also had, has he had lettuce? I think he's eaten lettuce.
Do you do the thing where you just throw him the food and he eats it, so it's like it almost doesn't matter what's being thrown at him?
No, I let him, I'm like, do you want to try this? Oh. And I give it to him. Exploring. A little bit, and he puts it in his mouth and tries it, and he usually likes it. He just didn't like broccoli.
Okay.
He was not about that life. And he likes sweet potato.
So I always thought that's funny. Maybe that's not a nice thing to do. But when you, like,
what, just throw things in dogs' directions,
and they usually just go for it. They don't even know what it is.
Yeah, that's not really. And
you're like,
nice.
It's a blueberry, but most dogs don't like blueberries, or you know.
Oh, he loves blueberries. Yeah. And strawberries. He loves strawberries and blueberries. Wow. So good. Yeah. Any kind of fruit. He's all about that life.
Who knew?
Yeah, he loves fruits and vegetables. He just has like, but now like I've created a monster. Like anytime I'm cutting something at the counter. For, like, you know, dinner prep, he's right there. He gets up, he wakes up from sleep and comes over.
He knows the sounds, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. He's like, oh, she's cutting something. I might be able to get some of this. But especially when it's carrots. I mean, he's really into carrots, which is really cute. Right, my little bud? Anyway, he's going to have to get used to a whole new neighborhood and all new neighbors.
Hmm.
So that's sad. So moving is always really, really special.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you guys moved. How long have you guys been in your current place?
Over 6 months. What is it?
Oh, wow.
Oh, November. Yeah.
So it's been almost a year. Kind of.
Not really, but yeah.
Well, it's August.
Yeah.
So that's only a couple of months.
I guess so.
Nine months. Like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting there.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah.
I like your place. It's cool.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we have fun with it.
Did you do a lot of yard work today? Is that what you were doing?
I was thinking about doing some yard work, but we actually were out doing a little bit of shopping. Like,
what'd you buy?
For house stuff. Well, nothing that exciting. I got an air compressor, a hose. but we're gonna put the outside lights on the lady in the tube, as I call her.
The what?
The you know, the Amazon device.
Don't say the name
because it's gonna tune everyone out. But the you know that it's to schedule the lights and stuff like that. We got that in the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Put the switch in, you know.
Right.
So we got a tax-free weekend, Massachusetts. So,
oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we did a little extra spending. How much? What else did we get? We got some more landscaping lights. I'm going crazy. Gonna do the outside of the front of the house. Wicked lit. Okay.
Speaking of switch, any switches?
Oh,
how's your switch?
Oh, it's great. We've been playing a lot of Mario Kart.
Oh, you have Mario Kart.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's been fun. Yeah.
How much is Mario Kart?
How much?
Yeah, what, like $50?
Yeah, whatever the game. And I used the certificate that you gave me. I think towards that. Yeah, we've been having fun on big nice. Screen.
Oh, sweet!
Of course, on Peach. You know.
Of course.
It's I want to
get Mario Party.
And my sweetie is Yoshi. So.
Oh, Yoshi!
There's that. Yeah, Mario Party looks good. Yeah.
It looks really fun. Yoshi! But no, there's no Smash happening?
I haven't played no in a while. So I unlocked Peach, which was really very important.
la, 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 la.
So that was the thing that happened.
Can we not play online if we're not part of that like online?
Oh, you have to pay?
90 seconds.
Whoa, 90 seconds.
Uh-oh.
You have to pay for that?
I think we need to pay for that, but I think it's only like $10 a year.
Well, if it's something it's like nothing. That, that might not be that bad.
That might be worth it.
But AP, we got to get the game, like get it going.
Well, we could do a weeknight thing if we would both pay for the online joint.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I'm going to investigate.
Okay.
And I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know.
Because that might be fun. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. 60 seconds. So that's the show.
All right, that's the show.
I can't believe it went by so fast.
It did go by super fast.
I hope this is entertaining for some folks. Yeah. All right.
Unless something terrible happens, which I hope it doesn't.
I don't think so. It is Swedish Car Day next Sunday.
It's what?
It's Swedish Car Day. It's a big day.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, big day.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see. Oh, there's a... Okay.
Whoa.
It's okay. It's okay, Clover.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.